Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, we are experiencing clear skies across Israel. Temperatures are mild, making for a pleasant evening outdoors in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Here are today's headlines. First, the United Nations condemned Israeli attacks in Gaza, citing potential war crimes by the IDF. This comes after recent strikes killed several Hamas commanders and PIJ snipers, as reported by Times of Israel earlier today. Also, a video released by Prime Minister Netanyahu has sparked outrage. The AI-generated video shows a figure resembling Eisenkot's fallen son, as covered by Ynet, just in. Also this hour, a behind-the-scenes initiative by Trump aims to facilitate a meeting between Netanyahu and the president of Lebanon. Walla reported this development earlier today. Separately, President Trump stated that the Lebanese army is becoming self-sufficient. This follows U.S. support against Hezbollah, according to JNS earlier this hour. And finally, Dr. Bronner's soap is avoiding product boycotts by mixing Israeli and Palestinian olive oil. Forward reported this story earlier today. From X, the latest. Seth Franzman, a Middle East analyst, recalled a photograph he took 10 years ago of Iraqi soldiers at Makmur. This was during the lead-up to the major Mosul operation, as he noted just minutes ago. Amichai Stein, an Israeli journalist, reported that U.S. Central Command struck around 1,000 targets across Iran over the past 10 days. Middle East 24, a regional news outlet, highlighted that Lebanon's President Aoun has distanced himself from the axis of defiance. This move strips Hezbollah of a key political backing, as mentioned earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the UN's condemnation of Israeli actions in Gaza. The Times of Israel reports that the UN's Rights Office has suggested possible war crimes by the IDF. This follows a series of strikes this week that resulted in the deaths of dozens, including children. The situation raises significant concerns about the humanitarian impact on civilians in Gaza. Turning to the controversy surrounding Netanyahu's AI video, Ynet explains that the video draws criticism for depicting a figure resembling the late son of Gadi Eisenkot. The video shows the figure running towards Netanyahu, but ultimately embracing Mansour Abbas instead. This incident has reignited debates over the ethical use of AI in political campaigns. Meanwhile, Trump's diplomatic initiative seeks to create a dialogue between Israel and Lebanon. Walla reports that the effort comes ahead of a planned meeting between Trump and Lebanese President Joseph Aoun. The dialogue aims to ease regional tensions and foster cooperation. In a related development, Trump's remarks about the Lebanese army's self-sufficiency echo growing U.S. support for Lebanon. JNS highlights Trump's commitment to stabilizing Lebanon and the potential for the country to join the Abraham Accords. This development could shift the balance of power in the region. And finally, Dr. Bronner's soap is making headlines for its unique sourcing strategy. According to Forward, the company combines Israeli and Palestinian olive oil, allowing it to sidestep boycotts. This approach not only supports local economies, but also promotes peace through collaboration. In financial news, first, Vast Data's valuation has soared to $30 billion, delivering a $45 million windfall for Israeli institutions like Harrell and Phoenix. CTEC covered this story earlier today. Separately, an Israeli bank is set to part ways with dozens of senior employees. Israel Hayom Business detailed the launch of a voluntary retirement program aimed at streamlining management through AI. And finally, there has been a sharp increase in mortgage taking by foreign residents, particularly for homes worth over Nis 5 million. Globes reports that this trend indicates a rising interest in luxury real estate in Israel. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.